Welcome to Couples Becoming Intentional. I'm Carrie.
I am John.
And here at Couples Becoming Intentional, we want to equip you with different tools and resources so that you can live intentional lives with those that you love to leave a legacy that lasts. In this podcast episode, we're really kicking things off. We're talking about the name, we're talking about the purpose behind this, and really where we're going to be going with this and the content and just how God has wired both of us and the message he's put on our hearts to be able to share it with the world. So, John, do you kind of want to just take it away with like how this even came about and where we are now?
The origin story.
The origin story.
Every good superhero has an origin story.
Doesn't everybody have an origin story?
That's true. So are we all superheroes?
Yes.
Yes. In somebody's mind, we're superheroes.
Yes.
That's just realizing that you have influence over someone, right? Yeah. Anyways, so we wanted to do a podcast. Carrie and I wanted to do a podcast for, I don't know, 2 years now?
Yeah, it's been like 2 years.
So we've had this equipment sitting in our basement for yes. 2 years.
Oh my gosh.
A year and a half.
Yeah, actually. Probably a year and a half. We made the decision about 2 years ago. They're like, I think we want to start a podcast. And then invested in all the things and then waited 18 more months to actually activate.
Well, I mean, it was $200. So it was like,
okay, yeah.
It wasn't terrible. I mean, well, if you include the MacBook Pro, it's $400.
Yeah, good marketplace find.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we want to do a podcast. We wanted it to be on a subject near and dear to our heart.
Yes.
And we both of us have a heart for thriving marriages.
Yes. And really, like, this really all began, not even just marriages, but prepping for marriage. So couples, dating couples, if you're wanting to be in that process and all of that kind of stuff, because you kind of want to share like the reason we're so passionate about that in general.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking back to like, yes, to have a thriving marriage, you need to work with it. You need to, before you're even married, you have to work toward it. So yes thriving marriages. Because it's not just when you are married, it's how can I prepare for marriage if you are single?
Correct.
So yes, I've always had a heart for marriages. I think it comes from when I was in high school. My oldest brother went through an ugly divorce.
Well,
yep. He went through a divorce. I don't know how ugly it was. I was kind of removed from it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw the hurt that he was going through, and so I just like, I'm like, I knew that there was something that could be done. Mm-hmm. That like, I don't know their specific situation. So this is just a universal thing of like
seeing broken marriages.
Right. And
around
just seeing broken marriages, even in the church.
Yes.
And so I'm like, what, first it was, you know, Carrie and I trying to figure out how can we have a thriving marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we found it mostly through self-discovery, finding out who God created us to be.
Yeah.
Not, you know,
not woo woo,
not new agey.
Yeah. I was going to say, I was like, self-discovery, that sounds very new agey. That is not us.
No. And then also, through, we are in the process of becoming coach certified.
Yes. So life and business coaching.
Yes. And mm-hmm. so through that process, we realized, these skills that you mm-hmm. learn in coaching
mm-hmm.
are directly applicable to any relationship.
Yes.
Not just marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Our context, marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Like we realized, you know what? Like, we don't need to jump to conclusions if we're going to have a natural curiosity of like what's going on, or maybe she didn't mean what I thought she meant.
Mm-hmm.
We ask empowering questions like,
yeah.
we like, hey, what did you mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to be offended?
Mm-hmm.
Like, like the complexity of people, is so high that mm-hmm. we think we know what's going on in someone else's mind. And the reality is we're not God.
Mm-hmm.
As much as we try to be God, like, we will never be able to know what's going on in another person's mind. I still don't know what's going on in Carrie's mind. It's a labyrinth.
As yours, as anyone else's mind compared to our own.
Well, to be fair, I don't always know my mind too.
Yeah.
And so,
so true. It's a labyrinth for our own self too.
Right. So it's like, yeah, the relationship with self, which was broken when Adam and Eve sinned.
Mm-hmm.
Just as much as the relationship with others and then the relationship with God was broken. Right. Like, we need to know how we function, how mm-hmm. we see the world, our own perspective, and realizing that our perspective is not someone else's perspective.
Right.
They have a different family of origin. They have different circumstances. They have different experiences mm-hmm. that shape them to be who they are. Like,
right.
That's what you call, like, someone, like, the person... everyone has their own story.
Right.
So that's how we got to a point where we're like, what are these tools? Mm-hmm. What are these skills that really help us understand one another?
Yes.
The primary tool, I would say, mm-hmm. that we use in our marriage is called, it's what John Mark Comer calls the rule of life. And it's an ancient practice of establishing how are we going to live under God, like mm-hmm. how do we follow God? So we have friends of ours. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so we have friends of ours, Kayla and Chris Cornish, who have a whole company that is all about establishing your family roots and really getting back to this whole like rule of life. So they recommend that you sit down, they have a whole course on this, recommend that you sit down and just map out what is your family all about? What are you going to stand for? What is kind of like your mission, but ultimately your roots? So in our house, we have this beautiful canvas that's like the Vaco family, has a tree on it, and it has six different roots on the bottom of it. And it's really like the six foundational things that our family is about. Now, if you're wanting to go ahead and like create your own roots, we'll have information about Chris and Kayla down in the show notes. And, but for us, I think this is really the importance of it for John and I specifically, the reason why we decided to do this is because it gave us a filter. Like, it gave us purpose behind what we say yes to and what we say no to, what we invest our time, our talent, and our treasure into. And what
a lot of tease.
I know. Like that? You like that alliteration? Mm. And really just what we decide to say no to. And I will come back to this. This whole podcast is really all about what we've learned, the tools that we've learned. We're going to have fun. We're going to ask random questions to each other and you get to hear more about our story. And really, this is just a reflection of the change that has gone on in both of us, the work that God has done ultimately in both of us, and us really just sharing it with you. Because ultimately, for me personally, you can say if you agree, but like, I deeply desire people to find freedom and not even find freedom, but like to truly love their life, to love the partner that God has given them that they decided to commit to, and to look back on their life and give a lasting legacy of, again, loving your life. Isn't that what we want to give our kids? Is like, our parents loved each other, you know, like Jim and Pam say in The Office. Like, I want my kids to know that my parents loved each other, and they're right. Like, everyone cried at that moment in The Office. Like, that's what I want to pass on to our kids, is like, they knew for a fact that their parents loved each other and they loved Jesus. Mm. And if we can pass that on to them, like, how beautiful, how beautiful. Yes.
I would absolutely agree. Mm-hmm. To go back to your question. I want our legacy to be one of that, like, says, you know what? They truly loved God mm-hmm. and they loved others.
Yes.
And your community, like mm-hmm. the others, your neighbors, it starts in your house.
Yes.
I'm reading Jesus Creed. So like, that's as fresh on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, oh yes, absolutely. Our neighborhood starts in our house. And if mm-hmm. we're not truly loving those in our house, how can we say that we actually fulfilled Jesus's creed of mm-hmm. saying loving God and loving others?
Yes. Oh, okay. Mic drop. We'll leave it there. So going back to pretty much what we stand for as a family, just to kind of give you some ideas. I'm going to read three and then John's going to read three. So
overview, like all six. Let's say all six of them. And then we can go into depth of each six.
Sounds great. So we have openness, unhurried, lifelong learner, God first, playfulness, and intentionality. So going back to openness, we are open with our finances, our home, our time, and our lives. And really for us, like, we just want to have open hands to where God wants us to go, how God wants us to use us. And like, this kind of goes into this unhurried sense. The next one being unhurried of living our life with margin is that we can't be open if we're not living our life with margin. Because if I look at my bank account and we're paycheck to paycheck, which nobody enjoys, I can't be open with my finances because I have to keep everything that I make. And if I'm wanting to be open with our home and our time, and even our lives, just like being present with other people, I can't do that if my calendar is jam packed. So we're really intentional. You were even having this conversation this last week of like, wow, you FACOs are just so busy. Like, no, like John corrected the person and said, like, we're intentional about what we put on our calendar. So if that means things get pushed at random times, or if you want to go on a coffee date and I tell you I can do Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon, that's literally it. It's because those are the times we have set aside for it. Those are the things that we have. The next one that we have is the lifelong learner. That is so John and I's heartbeat. Like, John graduated from college, but like he's going to go back. Like, we want to continue to learn. And then I never went to college and I still have this deep desire to just learn new things and new topics. And our interests may be different, but we're still putting aside our time, putting aside finances to invest in bettering ourselves. And the little thing that we have under it is discovering and living our God-given self. So it's not just this like knowledge that puffs us up to boost our ego. This is really something that is bringing awareness to how God wired us and then how we can then share it with other people.
Well, right. If you're not going to know who you are, how can you know what your calling is?
Oh, that. And then like, when I think the biggest thing that we always tell people is like, you know, there are people out there who say like, you shouldn't really like dive into these like personality tests or just these different things because like that's so selfish. And it's like, actually, this is giving me a better glimpse of who God created me to be. And therefore, I'm able to worship God deeper because I'm different than you. And I'm able to have a bigger view of how God can love me as me and not as John or as Susie Bob. That'd be a really dumb name, would be Susie Bob. Anyway, like, just knowing myself and knowing ourselves and that lifelong learner, really just gives us a different and a more robust and holistic view of who God is.
Hello and welcome to the Waking Up to Grace podcast, where we celebrate and explore the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Waking Up to Grace podcast can be found on every major platform. And now, here's Lenny.
Your name is Susie Bob, we love you and we want you to hear what we have to say
still, even if do you want to take it away with the last three points?
I had something I was gonna say something further on. Discovering I was just at a men's retreat through our church, and the speaker there, he was diving into like emotions,
right?
Like, which is abnormal for a men's retreat. So I loved it. It was just a reaffirming the fact that like, oh, right, emotions do matter. We need to not live by our emotions, but like having our control, having mastered of our emotions to understand what they're for, what's the purpose. Like, because like often our emotions, right, are the first response to a new situation.
Yes.
And so if we don't know if we respond in anger, or if we don't know if we respond in joy, if we don't know if we respond how we respond, then we won't know how like that actually impacts us.
Right.
And I always find it funny when someone's like, oh, you know, you shouldn't like deal with your emotions. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure like the first stepping stone of becoming a Christian is called repentance, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And it starts with an emotion.
Yeah.
Realizing that like we are not deserving of mm-hmm. God's love. And so like that deep regret.
Yeah. It has to emote something in us to move us to action.
Right. And so it's so important. Anyways, could go down that rabbit trail forever.
Yes.
So God first is our main route.
Like, right.
This is our main route. It's not the way we have it ordered mm-hmm. is not like number one, we want to be open. No.
They're not in any particular
order. They're not in a particular order.
Except for this one.
So God first is yes. because we want God first. Mm-hmm. And so like it's our strongest route. That's why it's yep. in the middle. Like mm-hmm. that's where that's going to be our deepest root. That's going to be what drives all the rest of these, right? And so for us to have God first, it's we want to become like Jesus. Nope. There's a couple typos, so I'm trying to translate.
You're welcome, guys.
So it's being like Jesus, becoming like Jesus, and doing what Jesus did. So Jesus is our greatest example. He mm-hmm. perfectly reflects the image of God. And as broken images, as images that don't truly reflect the being of God, because like that's Genesis 2, right? Of realizing that we were made in the image of God. And then Genesis 3 comes along saying, actually, we screwed up. Mm-hmm. Adam, Eve screwed it up for the rest of us. And so now we are no longer perfect. We are no longer like the original created beings. And so how do we perfectly image Christ is by looking at Jesus. Our next root is called playfulness. Mm-hmm. Carrie and I realized when we were establishing this that we can be very serious.
Yes.
We have no, it's realizing that like we can get so oriented on like other fruits of the Spirit that are like meekfulness and patience, and we often forget that joy is mm-hmm. this fruit of the Spirit, that there are areas of our life that we can just enjoy what's going on. Mm-hmm. That like, it might not seem like we're being spiritually formed when we take our kids to a park, but like through that sacrifice of time, I don't even know if it's sacrifice, but having that time with our kids, enjoying something that they enjoy, like having that being with our kids, just enjoying it. It's just like we can have a fruit of the Spirit.
Right.
And
yeah. with that, it's like, we want to have fun. We want to go on adventures. We want to create these memories. And this is where like that extroverted side of my personality comes out, is I want to be doing something and making memories and going places and just having fun. And part of it is having fun in everyday moments. So it's not like I need to go to an amusement park or go to Disney World, which I do love and we have done, to have that be quote unquote like fun. Like, how can we have fun putting away the dishes? How can we have fun doing our contributions? How can we have fun putting together a train track? Like, it's in those everyday moments on a Tuesday afternoon that we are choosing to be intentionally playful with our yes. with each other and with our kids.
Yes, exactly. It's the subtitle would be seeking adventure and fun in everyday moments. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's what we want, is because like I think both of us are introverted.
Mm-hmm.
More so. Like yes. we are yep. introverted, and so we don't always like go out mm-hmm. and try to find fun.
Right.
We like staying home because right our comforts are here. Mm-hmm. We have everything we need. It's easier. Yeah. So our last one, and this is really like what sparked our podcast. It's mm-hmm. called intentionality, right? Mm-hmm. Like this is called couples becoming intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Like we want intentionality between couples. And then also with other, like with their friends,
mm-hmm.
because like we are built for community.
Yes.
Like, where a family is a tiny aspect of a community, not everyone is in a family to enjoy community. Mm-hmm. And that's where the church comes in, as of like, this is the community that actually follows Jesus, has Jesus as the head. We are the body, right? And so we really want to develop deep and purposeful relationships. That's the subtitle for this root of that. Like, we want true relationships. We want authentic relationships because we want to really love people. Mm-hmm. And the best we can do that is being intentional with people.
Right.
Because we can get caught up in that rat race of life of like doing what's the next best thing. What is the new thing that I must have? What is mm-hmm. that? What is that new vacation? What is that material item that like will fulfill my life? And the reality is that like material items, new experiences, whatever your kryptonite is, aren't going to fill you up.
Mm-hmm.
That relationships, like relationship with Jesus. So yes, intentionality with Jesus, and then relationship with others. Like, it all comes back to Jesus's creed of loving God and loving others.
That's so right. And I think that's, this is a beautiful tie into how we even format our podcast, is we're asking questions, because here we do believe that this is like asking questions of the people around you is a really great way to be intentional in that relationship, because it is so easy for most of us to, if you're a stay-at-home mom, you're talking to your littles that are in your house with you. If you work in a cubicle, you can just shut the door, put in some AirPods, and like just shut out the rest of the world and just get your work done and then go home and like not have fellowship with one another. So these questions that we're going to be asking on the podcast, and even just diving into some of the other tools and teaching on all the different types of things that have been beneficial for our relationship, like that is the reason why we're doing it, is because we want you to then take these questions to the people in your relationships, keep them in your back pocket. So that way, when you're meeting new people, you can ask them questions like, what was the first job you ever had? Or what is something that's bringing you joy recently? Or what is something you can't live without? Or what kind of pets did you have growing up? Because, man, people can talk about pets for a long time.
It's true.
It's so true. You'll hear that episode later. So that's really why this podcast is birthed and the structure of it, because we desire for you to walk away from our conversation really with more tools in your tool belt to have more intentional relationships with those around you.
Right. Like, going back to Mentor Tree, I asked, like, my two favorite questions. One was for a college student.
Mm-hmm.
I asked it twice for two different college students, of like, come 5-10 years of going down your career path, whatever that they were following, whatever they're going to school for. I asked them, like, what would be your dream job? Like, what would you want to eventually be able to do? And like someone's like, oh, that's a great question. And it's casting a vision of like, mm-hmm. if I want to be here in 10 years, I love seeing people's visions.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, I'm trying to see where you want to be. And I'm like, okay, how does that relate to what you're doing now?
Mm-hmm.
And like, if you know what's in 5-10 years of what your calling is from the Lord, like that will directly play into what you want to do in 10 years. Right. Mm-hmm. And then having that as our framework, our where we want to be, we bring it back to the present day of like, how can I get there? What is that first step we can do?
Mm-hmm.
The other question I had was for people that were older, people that had kids, mm-hmm. people that, you know,
have jobs,
you mm-hmm. know, 40-hour jobs,
mm-hmm.
parent,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, they're sometimes caught up in the rat race,
mm-hmm.
of like, so if there's like nothing, the question was, yeah, if you have nothing going on, you have nothing coming up that you need to prepare for, what would you do? You have an hour. I was taken aback or surprised by like a lot of people's responses. Like half of them said like they would do something they've been putting off, something like more work stuff. One person said like, I'm going to go fishing, which is like, yay,
mm-hmm.
let's do something that relaxes us. Mm-hmm. And I could care about less about fishing. That's just me. And then the last person was like, I think I would read, or I would like spend time with my wife out on the back porch and just enjoy the moment. And I was just like, yeah, absolutely. And if that is something like, ooh, like I would love to do this, how can we make time for that? How can mm-hmm. we live in margin to get to that point?
Right.
So that's what we're hoping is that mm-hmm. like, we're two of the practices that we learned from coaching is how to ask empowering questions and then actively listening, heart-centered mm-hmm. listening. So hopefully we, Carrie and I will model this for you guys, as we go on in this podcast. And yeah, that's our hope. So we're just going to ask some fun questions, ask some random questions, talk about pets.
Yeah, we are talking about pets. So we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's just an intro as to where we're going, what we're about, and how you can really get involved and just be a part of the mission of just asking better questions, be intentional with your relationships, and just grow deeper, because that's what we all want. We all want deep community relationships. Thanks for listening to another episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. As always, if you have a question that you would like us to answer here on the podcast, you can go ahead and send us an email at jcvhouse@gmail.com, or you can send me a DM over on Instagram at Carrie Daco. We'd love to be able to answer and feature you on here on the podcast. And as always, if there is somebody in your life who would benefit from this episode, feel free to go ahead and send them the link. And if you love this content, we'd love to be able to hear from you. So go ahead and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts.
Until next time, we love you and we appreciate you.
See you guys.
Bye.